And now to the Republicans. This week in Washington, the Republican National Committee approved Florida Senator Mel Martinez as the party's general chairman. As NPR's Andrea Hsu reports, the title was created just for him.
From day one of the RNC's winter meeting, one thing was made clear. The party would be electing not one, but two chairmen. First, they elected a new national chairman, longtime committee member Mike Duncan of Kentucky. He succeeds Ken Millman as the man actually running the committee. Then the RNC elected a general chairman, someone to speak for the party, and that job had Mel Martinez's name all over it. Both Martinez and Duncan were handpicked by President Bush. It's a long-standing tradition that the president chooses his party's chair. But this year, there was a bit of a wrinkle in the president's choice.
The state of Arizona has a lot of concerns about Mel Martinez's position on illegal immigration.
Arizona National Committeeman Randy Poland got an earful from Republicans in his state. They don't like it that Martinez supports legislation that would make it possible for some illegal immigrants to become citizens.
Obviously, we had the Hagel-Martinez bill earlier, which was essentially an amnesty bill. And the general support of Senator Martinez for John McCain and Kennedy bill, I mean, for Arizona, that's a non-starter.
North Dakota committeeman Curley Hoagland also had problems with the proposed arrangement. Prior to the meeting, he wrote to fellow members to say that creating a new general chairmanship would violate RNC rules. He later complained about pressure and coercion from the White House and others in the party.
Well, just people coming up and saying, you know, I really wish you'd leave this thing alone, you know, that kind of stuff.
But he didn't leave it alone. Curley Hoagland handed out a parliamentary opinion supporting his views. And when it came time for the RNC to officially create the general chairmanship, he rose to object.
Everyone has before them an opinion that I caused to be placed there.
The new national chair, Mike Duncan, quickly took matters into his own hands.
Can you state your point of order, please?
Point of order is I believe the motion is an improper motion, and as such...
Eventually, Duncan ruled that Hoagland's objection was not in order, and proceedings continued. Sharon Day from Florida formally nominated Martinez for the general chairmanship. She assured committee members that he's someone who, quote, doesn't just talk the Republican talk, but walks the Republican walk on issues like abortion and taxes.
Mel is not a half-hearted Republican. He's not a wishy-washy Republican. He is a Republican for a reason. He's a Republican because he's seen what tyranny means. He's seen it with his own eyes.
She was referring to the senator's early years in Cuba. It's a topic Martinez himself talks about often, and he did so again after being confirmed in a nearly unanimous vote.
The fact that a boy at age 15 can come here from another country with nothing, not even speaking the language, and stand before you today as the leader of our great party and a United States senator is a miracle that could only happen in America.
Martinez promised to take the Republicans' message to a broader community, reaching out to Hispanics, African Americans, and other minorities. And he acted on that promise right away.
I'll do a quick one in Spanish.
At a press briefing just after the vote, Martinez took questions from Spanish-language media and proceeded to translate them into English.
Am I going to impose my ideas on the Republican National Committee on Immigration? La respuesta es que no. Yo no creo que ese es el...
The answer from the new voice of the Republican Party was no. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Washington.